Start first of all by adjusting your motivation in thinking that you're here on this occasion to listen to the most profound and the most extensive teachings of the Mahayana. And the reason why you aspire to listen to these teachings is because your aim is to be able to benefit sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach the precious state of perfect and complete enlightenment, the state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total eradication of negativity. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation. It is actually the Master Vasubandhu that has told us that we can summarize all the teachings that were given by the Buddha into two main groups, the transmitted teachings and the realized teachings. Now, when we talk about those transmitted teachings, we can categorize them in three or in four groups. The first one will be the teachings of the hearers, the second one the teaching of the solitary realizers, and the third one will be the teachings of the great vehicle. On top of that, we can add the teachings of Tantra. It is according to the tradition of Abhyankara Gupta, who has said that actually the tantric teachings can either be counted as separate, forming the fourth category, or can be condensed in the previous one, and therefore we can enumerate them either as three or as four.
Membala Mua Chorer Jishoba, Jembala Mua Sadam Paru de Chambashoba, or that you Samola Mua like Chakji Jishoba di, that you should buy some good Noyo, do your dingy.
Now, when we look at this classification of the teachings into different baskets, we can also see that we have practitioners with different levels of aspirations into that. We can have the practitioners of lesser, or let's say, restricted aspirations in that, those who have the aspirations for engaging in the six perfections, as well as those who have the aspiration to hear about the deepest teachings.
ကျေနပ်ပေါ်တဲ့နေမှာဖုန်ရကိုဒါညကျေရွှေပါကျေးရင်ပါတော့ဟောတဲ့ဒီနေ့တိရိညီဝတီကျေချင်းပေါ်လာမြွာလာဆက်တော်ဘာလို့တဲ့ရှင်ပါစီဟောကျေတဘာလို့တဲ့ရှင်ပါတုကနာမျိုးဒီတည့်တဲ့ငါကျွေးကြီးမှာစောင့်ဆောင်ကြီးဟောတဲ့တိရိကြောင့်မနေစင်းတော့ငှကြီးချက်တရားဝတ္တရားတေလာကျေချပါလာမရှိရစီကျေတီတင်ရကကိုနေမှာစောင့်ဆောင်ရပါရမ်ပါ
Now, another way of looking at those the classification of the teachings, we can talk about teachings that mainly refer or fall into the category of Vinaya, and these are teachings that are suitable for individuals who are interested into practicing more sutra. And when we say sutra, they're interested in taking, let's say, the main points of sutra as their practice. Now, after that, we have a category of beings who have greater aspirations, and for them, the presentation of the six perfections as well as the grounds is appropriate. And finally, there is another group who is suitable to receive different types of teachings, and for them, we have the teachings that explain how to take attachment into the path.
ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့ဒါကြချင်းပေါ်လာမြွာလာဟောဒီတဲ့သာတော်ဘာလို့တဲ့ရှင်ပဲရှိပါဆောင်အာဒီကျွတ်ကျွတ်တန်းကျွတ်သဘချင်းဘူးချစ်ချက်ရင်ဒီငီဟောဒီတဲ့ဒုဇောက်ကိုချစ်တဲ့ရပါတရားလာဟောဒီဇာကျင်းနာမ်ဆောင်တော်ဘာလို့တဲ့ရှင်ပါတုက္ကနာမ်ဆောင်ဆောင်နေဟောတဲ့ဒီဟောဒီဆောင်ကြီးကြီးကွန်ပေါင်းတော်ပြဟောတဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူကျစ်တဲ့ဆောင်ဆောင်ရင်သူကြီးဘာလို့တ Yabnu, but then do it on Doja Dan Event and Balam Gumbu, Lam Gumba, Dan Oji Dad in Dago, and you married the songs of Ayandu, now Konyi the Chedant in Rayandin.
Now, when we talk about these aspirations and the teachings that are given according to the aspirations of those who have are looking for great teachings, these, as we say, these beings would receive the presentation of the six perfections as well as the presentation of the grounds. And this constitute what is known to us as usually by the term teachings of the great vehicle. And when we look at the great vehicle, we see that often it is referred to as the causal vehicle. It is referred to as the causal vehicle because it is explained that by depending on this, on the practices of the six perfections and the presentation of the grounds and so forth, one creates the causes, and according to these causes one will actualize the result, who will be attaining the state of Buddhahood. And then after that, we said that we have particular teachings for those who are aspiring to bring attachment into the path. And again, for those, when we talk about the tantric vehicle, it is often referred to as the resultant vehicle. Now, individuals of that vehicle, of course, would have, again, to rely on the presentation of the six perfections, on the presentation of the grounds, and so forth. And having trained their mind, they follow a particular path of meditation.
The person to the third due honor, the person Dambunga, Tabjinam Nendon. What you the person Dambunga, Jimba Serum Zobason, that's something. Something I want you, Chinese, tombanyala mupa samten de cherab ku chayung yu ari ti ti mayen bo ju mupa kanzu den bo chu gon ro ma tha ke yin nan da ka re yin na tin de ji la mupa yin na thap ji cha yin ding ni wo da tin ni dhamma pharisan dhamma di da cherab ji pharisan de da ji cherab ji nyam ne yin ba di mu ma gu ba tin de yin ba yin du dur di on na thap ji nyam ne da cherab ji nyam ne ni thap ji nyam ne ko cherab ji nyam ne de pharisan ba Sherab ji nyamne di nyamne ji tab ji nyamne di sar samba wada tini sasya sanchi ka lu niga lu tat di bi lu tat di pa ni riri riri samba di la wada tab ji sangri yang wa sangri yin dingi wada tina ka guni nyamne na tang chi
Now we talked about the practice of the great vehicle and we said that the main practice that we focus during that is the practice of the six perfections. When we examine and when we analyze these six perfections, we see that the first five of them constitute the practices of method. So the practice of generosity, of ethics, of patience, enthusiastic effort and concentration usually form the group of five that refer to our method. Now of course when we talk about concentration or absorption, it's important to keep in mind that we have two types of absorption. One could have absorption focusing on emptiness, and if this is the case, then this type of absorption has to be categorized as wisdom rather than method. But if you have absorptions that is concentrating on any other object than emptiness, so if you have absorption focusing on any conventional phenomena, such as the form of the deity, for example, this would have to be categorized as method. Now, the last of the six perfections, the perfection of wisdom, is clearly categorized as wisdom. So we can see how in this way, by following the six perfections, we have a combination of method and wisdom. And it is said that our method should be influencing our wisdom, and then again, our wisdom should be influencing our method. In this case, we do have a union of method and wisdom, but we need to understand that these two aspects are actually generated in two distinct minds. And then these two distinct minds have the power to influence each other.
ཁོ་ཅི་དེ་དེ་ན་ཡིན་པ་ཡིན་དུ་དེ་ཅི་དེ་དེ་ཟང་གོ་མ་རེ་ཅི་ཅི་དང་དེ་ཤེ་ཐོག་ཨ་སུ་དེ་ཁར་སོང་ཅི་ཟང་བོ་ཅི་བ་མ་ལམ་གོ་དེ་ཚམ་དེ་ཨོ་ཅི་དེ་དེ་ན་ཡོ་ཡིན་པ་ཡོ་ཅི་དེ་ཨ་ཡི་སབ་ཅི་ཅི་ཏམ་ཡོ་དེ་ན་ཨོ་ཅི་དེ་ཟང་བོ་ཅི་བ་མ་ལམ་གོ་ཅི་ཡ་ཉམ་ནེ་གོ་ཙོ་མུ་ཡེ་དེ་ཨོ་ཅི་དེ་ཤང་ Changjib Sempi Lam La Lam Nga Yuvarwa Lam Ngi Nong Ni Tsanglam Tang Jorlam Niti Muwa Shubha Sashi Na Oda Mushu Ji Sasi Jiga Dat Na Tokchen Ring Yuvasi Ji Di Yana Jiga Phanglam Ngar Mato Bi Changjib Sempi Tindra Ji Yana Changjib Sempi Su Chiga Lam Yungi Yuvari Oda Changjib Sempi Su Chiga Lam Muwa Shubha Si Lam Tang Jarwa Kapka Mo Lam Chiga Dang Oda Deni Da Tonglam Ni Zondi Changjib Sempi Da Man Papu Satambu Toba Dan Tonglam Ni Zondi Changjib Sempi Man Papu Ri Jirwa Yendu Changjib Sempi Man Papu Lam Tang Jardi Mo Lam Di Da Kanyi Yungu Yudini
Now, all this can actually serve as the general presentation, as an introduction, and we can now turn our attention back to the text that we are studying. We are looking at the text which is known as the text of the Noble Arya Contact, the Samantabhadra Prayer, and we have actually entered the actual path, the actual body of the prayer. The actual body or the actual part of the prayer is describing the practices of bodhisattvas who are in different paths. When we talk about those paths, we need to understand that there are five of those, and the first two, the path of accumulation and the path of preparation, constitute what is called the ground of resolute activities. So the first part of activities or practices that is described is activities of bodhisattvas who are at this level. Once this is presented, then the text continues by explaining the practices and aspirations of Arya bodhisattvas, bodhisattvas who have attained the path of seeing and beyond, those who are abiding from the first ground onwards.
Jimbo Nigi Lamdan Jarni Pajita Molam de Nanga Yua, Yendu Dino, and Dumbus, Jujanjus and Baju Susichu, Mushuka Salaniwa, or the Tilam Najeva, Tilada Saji, Chitamba Yuaji, Chitamba Nani, Jujambo de Dabarjir, Ritambo de Barjis Hoyambe, Nua de la. Ada sem siwa ina di nangga samba di tan dana susu keji cutombar momba oda denda imba yendu ajuda dana sabarona hayi kadan la dano jeku ram dada mayi kanam dan ruwa ganji rano jidam tamji kede da ku cuten do wase nida ajuda ju di kamni zandi ju nda shangju samba ju musu ke salani waso yena nda sa komala niwa yena da mumaguwa Namji Marju, Rongu Chu Shiba Senayon, Chu Shiba Muyananda, Chu Shiba Mana, Chu Shiba Mubajina, T. Kapsa Rongan Takurta, Rutuka, Samji, Tamji, and Kopa Muaji, or you that any Kichiki and Ion, Jayik, Layik, and Ojinjiki, Dramjiki, Miki, Telas of Andua, Rongu, Kichiko Goni, Kimanava, Riri Rongu, Kido Kuada, Kido Kuwa Diton, the Dua Rongu Mara.
Now, we are at the point where we're dealing actually with the actual practices of a bodhisattva. We're practicing with bodhisattvas who are on the ground of resolute contact. We see that this one has 10 subdivisions. We have already presented the first. We're on the second main subdivision of that, which is the path remembering bodhicitta. This again has 5 subdivisions. We have already presented the first two. And we now start with the third one, which is aspiration to teach Dharma in individual languages. It is on page 5. It is verse number 18. The root text says, may I teach the Dharma in all languages, however many languages of migrators exist, such as the languages of gods, nagas, yakshas, vampires, and humans. And as we say, technically this is an aspiration for bodhisattvas who are on the ground of resolute activities, but of course we need to understand that this is the aspiration of every bodhisattva, even those who are, even more for those who are abiding on higher grounds. There is this aspiration that the bodhisattvas would be in a position to teach the Dharma. So first of all, that they would understand and they will be able to transmit it. And they see their disciples, they see their entourage as made up of beings of the 6 different types of migrations. And of course, the aspiration is that they would be able to teach not only in one language without being restricted, but let's say by the language barrier. Rather, the aspiration is that they would be able to teach in every single language, in every language that exists, so that the beings who hear, who receive these teachings, would be able to easily comprehend the meaning. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, we're at the point of the text where we are explaining the causes that will allow one to remember the mind of bodhicitta. And the remembering the mind of bodhicitta does not only apply to those who have fully generated it, but also to those who are still making the effort to generate it. Even if one has the good fortune to be to hear teachings on bodhicitta, where it is explained to one that this is the mind of bodhicitta, this is how you generate the aspiring bodhicitta. This is what engaging bodhicitta is all about. It's quite important to always remember that mind and whatever knows about this mind of bodhicitta. And when you see this verse where one has the aspiration to teach in the languages of humans, of nagas, of gods and so forth, it is actually an aspiration to teach in order to spread the teachings of the great vehicle. And with such a thought, such an aspiration, that on its own becomes a cause that will allow one to always remember the mind of bodhicitta.
ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့တင်ရရင်ပဲယန္တုမီတန်တန်ဒီတော့ကျင့်ကြည့်ချစ်တယ်ရရှိပါချစ်တယ်ရရှိပါဒီတပတ်ကျင့်ဘူးချစ်တယ်ရရှိပဲယန္တယောင်ကြည့်ထောင်မြင့်ကညတူးကြည့်တဲ့လို့တော့ရောင်ကြည့်တဲ့လို့ကချွေးအောင်ရှိကိုကိုရပါတယ်တင်းကြီးကတဲ့ရင်ကိုရပါမှာတော့ကြည့်ထောင်မြင့်ကိုရမ်ရဝကြည့်ရရင်သူလို့မြင်ပါလားကြည့်ညတူးတော့ရောင်ကြည့်ကတပတ်လာမှုတင်ကြီးရနေတဲ့ဆိုမှာလဲဆောင်းတင်းထွန် tabai chenbu chu chu san wa da deni da tabai chenbu chu di loir da ma chi ba ji na ji da ti lak ta ji wa yin na ji ji deni ti ma ra ji che we ji za nya wa ji wa lo ji ji wa ru wa wa da de ji shang ji san ba ngon chi jin yin de su wa ji da ti sha ri wa ma ra san ya di to zu no san ji da ba men ba la da ba jin bu chu de song na ka ji ma song wa ji zhang na ya ge ri yi si de da ge nei jin de wo zhong a yin du chang ji ge wo ji da ne de ri men de sha ri we da ba jin bu chu song ya de la ge zhen ji yu a ri yi si de ge ri ri se na ji da ba men ba de no de zu na ji nian du dang rang jie ge de no de zu ma ren nian ni ti dong dum ne ye ren bu ka ri wa de ma ra Dejava yena, deni tabachembu chula, jikum, jerembu, or then jikumariva. Or then yala chino, tabachembu chuju, shino, the amjago, kujava yendu, bacho di jojava yendu, then yerbanini to remburmatawa, sir, ne, meer te chini, michiwana, deni tabachembu chula, narco bacho di yuva yendu, or then you buy an asset yet in rego yon gitin with him.
Now, Rinpoche Sadat just mentioned here that the aspiration is to teach in all these languages in order to spread and propagate the teachings of the Great Vehicle. But that does not mean that one should not teach the teachings of the Lesser Vehicle, the teachings of the hearers and solitary realizers. By no means should we see the teaching of these of different types of vehicles as being contradictory in this case. We have to understand that one gradually moves from the teachings of the Lesser Vehicle of hearers and solitary realizes all the way up into the teachings of the Great Vehicle. There is actually a story in order to demonstrate the need of that, and it is said that the Bodhisattva Shariputra at one time gave teachings of the Great Vehicle into a practitioner who was not actually the right practitioner for those vehicles. It was more appropriate to categorize that being as being a practitioner of the Lesser Vehicle. By hearing the teachings of the Great Vehicle, he actually generated a lot of misunderstandings, and through the force of that being, when they died, they were reborn into the hell. And other bodhisattvas with clairvoyance who were able to perceive the details of this situation actually slightly criticized Shariputra and said, well, Shariputra made a small mistake there, isn't it? And this became an object of discussions among the bodhisattvas. So the Buddha intervened at that point and he said, no, actually, Bodhisattva Shariputra taught the Great Vehicle to this disciple with intention. There was a good reason for that, because if this being had fallen into the lower migrations, into the hell, just with the imprints of the teachings of the hearers and solitary realizers, he would have to remain there for a very long time. But having fallen there with the imprints of the Great Vehicle, this being will remain there for a short time, and after it will be liberated from this type of existence, it will come back as a human, and then having this strong imprints of the Great Vehicle, we'll be able to practice properly in that way.
ကျေကျေရှေ့တော်ချင်းမင်းလာချက်တော်ရှင်မင်းလာဆိုပါကျေးရနေအောင် ti nayir la thaba chenpu chirtan chuji dhadan thaba chenpu chuji dhayan dhagana pachav javati oda tindra go chigi karisa go gyesen yudhini.
Now of course there is no doubt whatsoever that one should bestow teachings of the great vehicle to those who have the aspiration and the openness to receive them, but it is quite beneficial for the sake of placing imprints to also impart these teachings to those who do not seem to be obviously showing an inclination for that. So for example, if you have a pet, a dog or a cat and so forth, it is quite beneficial to recite teachings of the great vehicle so that the sound can go through their ears and they can play some imprints. Now, as we say, if you're actually doing your prayers of great vehicle, it is very beneficial to do it in the presence of your favorite pet. But not only that, it is also very, very beneficial to think that you are surrounded by various beings that fall into the six types of migrations, not just animals. And you have to see yourself being surrounded by those beings, and it's very auspicious to actually visualize them in their human form, because that creates an auspicious interdependence, so that in the future all these beings who are now receiving this imprint of the great vehicle will come back as humans. So from the five subdivisions of this part, we have presented the first three. We move now into the fourth one, which is the aspiration to soften one's continuum and to exert in the six perfections. This is presented in the first two lines of verse 19, where it says, through that and through exertion in the six perfections, may the mind of bodhicitta never be forgotten. So here, as we say, the aspiration is the aspiration to render one's continuum softer. Now, if we examine different beings, we see that there are great differences of character, and some people seem to have a more soft nature, and some other people seem to have, let's say, more rough nature, and of course you can get everything in between these. It is quite important to generate this softness in one's continuum, because beings who have softness in their minds, they generate love and affection, and on the basis of these two, it is easier to generate the mind of bodhicitta. Having love and affection as one's basis, it is important for one to also have the aspiration to practice all of the six perfections without omitting anyone. And although and as one is introduced to the six perfections, one should always aspire to perfect their practice, to increase and perfect the practice.
Or you that in that you
As you see, there is this this line there. It says, "May the mind of bodhicitta never be forgotten." And we say that it actually takes the accumulated virtue and the effort over many lifetimes to generate this particular mind of bodhicitta. And it is quite important to make the effort not to forget that. All of those things act as causes to keep us remembering these efforts and of for the generation of mind of bodhicitta.
ओरी दा दिन रचिक दां दा दिनी दां दे जी दा निवास चंचुप जैसे मजीब दा नाम से ना जी चंचुप जैसे जी नाम से ना जला जी जीवा ये ना जीवा मोबजी जी ना मजीब नाम मुझे दे ला यं कंगान रा जी वाले सब जी ना जी तंबू जीवा टेंशन रब दें जोंगर मोबा ता दिग्दर्शन जोंगा दी मंदम मंदम बेचक बोंगा दी चांजो जी जी सम जी जला माची बाजी ये ना न मामा बना जी जला चिया लांग गर्चिन रहो दी शिंगी दी कर रहे से ना दिग्दर्शन जोंगा दी ये बाय यंदु दिग्दर्शन दी मरवार दी जोगो युवा यंदु दी जोंगा मामा ला सवा ना न दिवा कानो दिवा चिरवा
Now, we come to the fifth subdivision of this part, which is the aspiration to abandon negativities and obscurations. Up to now, we had four causes or four conditions that were actually bringing about favorable conditions for generating remembrance of bodhicitta. But we need to understand that there are also some conditions that act unfavorably. They act as obstacles, and these obstacles need to be removed so that we can have remembrance of bodhicitta. This is exactly what is presented here in the last two lines of verse 19, where it says, "May whatever negativities which are obscurations exist be thoroughly cleansed." So here the aspiration is that whatever black dharmas, whatever wrong practices, obscurations, negativities exist, be removed.
ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့ကြည့်တော့တဲ့ဒီနေ့တဲ့ဒီစံပါဒီမာကူရွာစီကြည့်တဲ့ဒီစဘာနာဒီတော့ညမဒီကြည့်လေးနော်ဒီထူးဆန်းကြည့်တဲ့ဘာနာစေကျတဲ့ဘယ်မှာချိမကြပါကြီးညတဲ့နံကတော့ဘာမေတ္တရှိမေတ္တရှိစမှာစမယန်သူဟောဒီတဲ့နာအောင်အပ်စမယွာရီတဲ့ကွန်တတ်ကြောင့် 我觉得你的力道你们的力量你出现从而言的经过外机关培训隔离你的手机机里给我自己有啊的没给我自己有啊的没有我的自己有啊的这个日子上当我的你们的来去落下当听着个你们当但听着个地位力道你们你当我的自己力道上班我觉得得到你们的主管当我的你天本主管那么这样 我就那个听着个就喜欢你喜欢那部车呢，那个你没给我个真心可以话的，你没给我个真心可以话的，这里个个真心可以话的，我在这里这个当不你了，今儿呢，你当你们个把钱没写完的，这个钱那个被买的，当个被买的，当你几个月的，当几个月没办，当几没过啊被天哪见到。 我觉得当地自己，当地自己的历史就的，你可不是就偏不顺着我，等个有啊，这的地方，去去去去，娘子两把了，把就是个有啊，印度，我觉得第一，这个可是个，没，你妈当得完了是吧？他不，我觉得那南卡拉嘛，这个，刚刚没把地，真的要当要的嘛，如果有啊的，别地那些，就俺没把，地地那个过你的嘛，就那个有的。
We move to the third subdivision, which is unaffected application. Verse 20 reads, may I be liberated from the actions of the demons of karma and afflictions, and also in all worldly migrations, may I remain without attachment, like the lily is with the water, and like the sun and moon that move unhindered in the sky. So we have a number of examples of metaphors here. But first of all, let's look at this function of karma and affliction. We know that we have karma, we having forces that are projecting us into next migration, and the thing that is projecting us can be categorized as virtuous, non-virtuous, contaminated virtues, non-virtuous, or immovable karma, and it is due to this karma and afflictions that we actually move from one migration to the other. But it says here that one has the aspiration to come back into this world without being influenced by this attachment. And it says, may I come back and abide, this similar to the way that the lotus, the lily, grows, abides in the water. Although it grows out of the mud, it is not sullied by the mud. It remains pure, it remains clean. So in a similar way, may I also remain unaffected from those afflictions, such as, for example, wrong views and so forth. And further on, may I continue taking rebirths, may I continue my practice this, without any weariness, without any tiredness, the same way that the sun and the moon continue to rotate and appear in the sun without any obstacles.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 Padatini Divalam Gobatina Rua Tamjila, Nikabda Tartik and Pendi, Deptriago, Damunoshon was away.
Now, the next one, number four, is benefiting sentient beings. Verse 21 reads, may I thoroughly pacify the suffering of lower migrations in however many vast fields and directions it exists. May I place all migrators in many types of happiness, and may I practice that which is beneficial for all migrators. So first of all, you see that the aspiration is to remove suffering in however many levels, however many types it exists in the lower migrations. And following that, the next step is to actually establish temporary as well as ultimate happiness, all types, all degrees of happiness for all migrators.
Kucha Guadi Karizana Savana, Chanju Shobha Anso Dzogchi Jan, Simche Taku Shodan Thamarin. Zambu Shobha Tano Rabtun Jan, Mahama Kriba Kandhi Shodjir Jiyuse Na Sanyongwa Yandu. Ojigda Nalana Mepa Shancho, Thapa Chembu Kompon Toya Agwe Cheto, Ojigda Rangu Nusonam Tano Yishi Jin Sanyi Ji Shobha, Shobha, Chanju Shobha Anso Dzogson Adi, Sanyi Go Shobha Anso Dzobar Shibha, Chigdan. Yang Dini Yang Ji Karise Go, Simche Taku Shodan Thamarin Jigse Du, जिगर समझे से जिदे कम दाम मुआ मंडवा ना सबा जी यो बयें दू रंग रंग मरा जिगर शोभा दां शिकार जो वो शीन दे दां तंबे चू तबा मेंबर ला मुआ ये ना तबा मेंबर चू संया ची वो जिगर तबा चिंबो ला मुआ ये ना तबा चिंबो चू संया ची को वो जिगर ता समझे रंग रंग शोदां तंबे ने जिग तबा ची दां ता दिना को गोनी ने संभो शोभा दां ने से दू ना Ojigda, Sonam Dang Yishi Jin Sangniji, Shobha Diyeji, Tapsiga Sangriga Dindaga Goni, Thapa Chenpu Tambu Chu, Maran Jigin, Chepa Diyeji, Kapsa Vapa Yena, Dindaga Goni, Shobha Sambo Diyeji, Tu Mawang Wa Karwa Tudang Namba Tamjiye Da Chungar Mepa Goni, Dindaji Sheyong Wari Shaho Sena Monam Taba Yindi.
Now, we continue with the next one, number 5, which is putting on the armor, verse 22. Reads, may I thoroughly complete the contact of enlightenment and cause sentient beings to enter in accordance with their contact. May I teach them well various noble contacts, and may I practice them in all future eons. So, first of all, when it says, may I thoroughly complete the contact of enlightenment, this one refers to amassing the two types of accumulation, the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of primordial awareness. These two are the actual contact that leads to enlightenment. And when I reach into this state, may I be able to teach sentient beings. Because sentient beings come in such great variety, one always has to take into consideration their aspirations, their character, their intelligence, their interest, and teach accordingly. For those who are wishing to receive teachings on the lesser vehicle, one should bestow these teachings. For those who are wishing to hear the teachings of the great vehicle, then it is appropriate to give them these teachings. So in accordance with in accordance with their character, in accordance to their disposition and so forth, may I be able to teach them these various noble contacts, which means may I be able to also teach them the way where they can, on how to amass the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of primordial awareness, how to conjoin these two together so that they can practice the union of these two. And like this, unhindered over a period of many great eons, may I be able to continue doing these practices.
ที่เราต้องกระบวนการไปสังเกตเส้นบาดังที่ธรรมนิธรรมธรรมจิตเตียนเรื่องจิตธรรมะเทพบรมมุ่งบัดที่สบายนะดอกกิจชุดนั้นสมบูรณ์ก่อนชุดบัดที่ต้องนั้นต้องเดินรอบริสุทธิ์ที่ต้องงานนั้นต้องนั้นสมจิตนั้นชุดบัดต้องมโนมิจิตเตียนเส้นนั้นแต่ดอกกิจชุดนั้นเป็นชุดบัดชุดบัดที่ต้องมาที่เราต้องกระบวนการไปอามะ
Now we move into the next one, which is actually the sixth of those subdivisions, and it describes the aspiration to meet with bodhisattvas of equal fortune. Verse 23 reads, may I always befriend those whose contact is similar to mine. May through body, speech, and also mind, pure contact and prayer be practiced as one. So here one makes this aspiration to always meet bodhisattvas of equal status with oneself, to always befriend these beings who have similar aspirations and similar activities with oneself, to remain with them with life after life without being separated, and then by engaging in these activities of body, speech and mind in this particular practice of the Bodhisattva. May one continue to practice in a proper way like this. Actually, this aspiration to become friendly with the Bodhisattvas and remain in their company, it is said here to be one of the main points, the crucial points of this particular prayer.
我觉得，嗯，几位，嗯，的，嗯，等把的，我的几位亲戚当嘛了，几位亲戚当嘛了，像像就是把几位亲戚当吃，我的的吃把的，听着个几位亲戚找吃不着见当，反正吃不着忙不，但忙了没的，我觉得在晚上呢，到了偏门都比招呼光总部就把了都冻结吧，得到当当当这边，得到那个那边也没，得到那个那边也没，也没样子呢，但是我印度。 我就当了偏门都把这都，我就在年纪当，先把当年纪过呢，我就在他把全部就当一个给我新年，我就在这就当，这这不七八十天，在这就当满吃，吃不过呢，让个样么就，就送那么东西进城里当，我就在当咱们就城里就小把庄部的，惹不得，么那那就给我新年的二十几个过呢，当几把当，得到当到的么吃呀就当。
Now the next one is number 7 is actually the aspiration to please virtuous friends. We see verse number 24 saying, may I always meet with those friends who wish to benefit me and who teach well the noble conduct. May I never disappoint their minds. Here, when it refers to those friends who wish to benefit me, it refers to those beings who have generated love and compassion. And out of this love and compassion, they approach me and teach me the modes of the great vehicle. So this clearly refers to one's teachers. And he says, may I always, in all lifetimes, at all times, may I have the good fortune to meet them and through and because they are the ones who actually teach me the noble conduct. They teach me how to amass the two types of accumulations. May I never do anything that might displease them. May I always be able to practice in a way that will please their minds. The next one, number 8, is the aspiration that the Tathagatas become manifest. Verse number 25 reads, may I always behold directly the conquerors, protectors, surrounded by the sons of the Buddhas. In all future eons, may I not become impoverished, and may I also make vast offerings to them. So here the wish is that one directly meets with Buddhas of different pure lands, and one will be able to directly perceive them and see them also surrounded by their entourage of Bodhisattvas. And as one will have this good fortune to meet all the conquerors of the different fields, one also makes the wish that without obstacles, without difficulties, one will be able to present vast offerings to all these Buddhas, even if these offerings are not actually arranged physical offerings. Through the power of one's concentration, one could manifest various offerings. So the wish is to always meet with the Buddhas and be able to present offerings to them.
Ajida 我觉得你一般人就送入院了，今年了是不？究竟某某今年出门，送外院了，第，买了吃的当当少，那吃药没几，当药没几不？但就没几不上，就是几万了吧？顶着个特别贵的，让各样子呢，就但想就说把跟着农二姐子对呢，原来养单不出门，东边西边么，农二西边当。 我觉得你，嗯，让我就把，让我就把，那边就把用，忙我改把跟着写本就是，我得这个，第从比让我去咱们马子第，让我去个就是，嗯，这个，到不等把的让就来让我接近，先就来让我们了，这个，嗯，不要了，是不？过年，嗯，对，嗯，对，咱们也把对，忙我把，对，对，咱们把他们接的，对，这就写下几个字呢，咱们不能不讲那个。
The next one, number 9, is aspiration to uphold the Dharma. Verse 26 reads, May uphold the immaculate Dharma of the conquerors and illuminate every aspect of the conduct of enlightenment. May I practice the noble conduct now and may I also practice it in all future eons. So first of all, it says here, may I uphold the immaculate Dharma of the conquerors. And this one actually refers to the 12 divisions of the teachings of the Buddha. When it says, may I hold, it actually implies, may I be able to remember not only the words, but also the meanings of the different teachings. When it says, may I be able to illuminate every aspect of the conduct of enlightenment, it refers to the activity of being able to teach others. You illuminate the teachings by explaining, by passing them on to others. So by teaching others, you're actually propagating the transmitted Dharma. And then it says, may I practice the noble conduct. And as you're practicing the noble conduct, that implies that you have generated some realizations in your continuum. So this line refers to the realized Dharma. And the last line, it says, and may I also practice it in all future eons. It's not just a limited wish that I would be able to do this right now for a limited time, but over and over again, over countless eons.
我觉得今天就等，但今天他几个，你个东北的了，实际就他们有不能的，他们的嘴巴的么子不做特别明白。我到底怎么呢？怎么他们就这样过来呢？所以他们一起到那么子，他们前头等着那么多人，用的工具么子做起来几个事呢？我的送完那些，十八点我说的几个，十八刚上播，但是个人看，我觉得人民看多巴当，十八过完你讲的几那样。 光的，嗯，几年的，可能困难样，所以他们当一些进城里，所以他们当一些进城里了，小白的没在把泥巴挤的，我在电视上过年，就那，嗯，三千了，就东北他们拿走吧当，我在西边拿走吧，是就东北人到家个，过年东北人到家个过年，西边就拿走吧当。 我的娘，这个丁元镇那样，丁元镇就过那这帮太意外当，就那小舅身边那么点那么点儿接了这帮，顶着个用电工具没事不点的，就你玩小伙子那的，那小舅身边李东伯伯，从南当小南那女的告诉，这个三通不那女的顶着那这个黄头发有啊，马瑞的，我也是趁机就这边也那，你的，这个唐老头家当，东北人我说的大家个，女的也研究但都玩的。
We come to the last subdivision of this part, number 10, which is aspiration to acquire inexhaustible treasure. Verse number 27 reads, May I find inexhaustible merit and primordial awareness when circling in all types of existence. May I become an inexhaustible treasure of all qualities, method, wisdom, concentration, and emancipation. So here when he talks about circling in all types of existence, it refers to the three types of realms, the desire, the form, and the formless realm. Wherever I find myself in any occasion, may I always continue to amass the two types of accumulation of merit and primordial awareness, and may I amass a quantity that is inexhaustible. And in this way, may I become a treasury of all these great qualities. May I amass the method that will allow me to tame became sentient beings. May I master the wisdom that will allow me to comprehend emptiness through various doors of analysis and concentration. May I have the various types of concentration that will allow me to develop qualities. And may I be able to also actualize the different types of emancipation, of liberation of bodhisattvas. Now, these are the type of aspirations, the type of prayers that are done by bodhisattvas who are still on the path of accumulation and the path of preparation. But if they are done with sincere motivation, if they are done with a lot of faith, then it allows those bodhisattvas to come closer to the level of understanding and the powers that characterize the attainment of the path of seeing. This last verse, verse 27, marks the end of the part of the text that relates to practices and aspirations of bodhisattvas in the grant of resolute activities.
So,
as you can see, we actually have come to the end of the first part of this text, which is dealing with the practices, with the aspirations of bodhisattvas on the path of accumulation and the path of preparation. This is also known as the practices of bodhisattvas on the ground of resolute activities. From this point onwards, the text continues with the practices of bodhisattvas who are on the ground of Arya. So it deals with practices of those who are from the first all the way up to the 10th ground. And there is actually difference in the strength of those aspirations, because once the bodhisattvas reach the Arya path and they enter the first ground, it is said that, let's say, the depth of their aspirations, the power of the aspirations increases. So up to here we have bodhisattvas who have entered the path. From this point onwards, we're dealing with aspirations of Arya bodhisattvas. Now, as you will see in that, we actually have six subdivisions. The first one is entering the emancipation of bodhisattvas. That on its own has eight subdivisions. And the first one is the aspiration to see the inhabitants of all pure realms on a single atom. From this point onwards, we start, as we say, with these extraordinary prayers and wishes of Arya bodhisattvas. And you will see how they have this aspiration to perceive as many Buddhas as they exist on a single atom and so forth. So if we look on verse number 28, it says, in every atom there are as many fields as the atoms that exist. The inconceivable Buddhas existing in these fields abide surrounded by sons of the Buddhas. I behold them and practice the contact of enlightenment. So we have a description here how on every single atom there exist as many Buddhas as the total number of atoms that exist in all the worldly realms. And each one of these Buddhas is surrounded by the entourage of their Bodhisattvas. And the words of the prayer say, I'm able to behold them, I'm able to see all of them, and in their presence I continue with my contact.